This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Live from the Stadium Sports Bar at Allen A Sportsbook, George McCoy and Warren Allen Attorneys at Law presents a Fan Madness edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue. Also brought to you by Video Only and by Coors Light. Fan Madness from Allen A on 1080 The Fan.
Well, I have to compliment young Sam who just came up and...
Very nice.
He was a nice young man.
Very complimentary.
Blazers season ticket holder. He said we're way more handsome in person, and so that I... We knew that.
It's a very Trump-like thing. As long as you butter up Rob, that's a great interaction.
Great guy right there.
You're handsome. Although he and did a powerful say, individual.
He said something that threw me for a loop. He said he's a Blazers season ticket holder. He said, you know, I'm really excited about where the team's headed, and you guys have picked up on that too. I'm like, have we? Because I don't really think we are saying that.
Hey, I picked up on it. What are you talking about?
But you're a homer.
Mr. Blazer over here. That's right. Tamani Kamara, the best player in the league. Defensive player of the year, according to some. Why not? Take that.
Anyway, go Blazers.
Homer.
Great franchise.
Hey, bright future, man. Just let this team marinate for a year or two.
Bright
not
future.
One, not... Who needs stars? We have a collection of very, very solid players.
Well, if you're just getting off work and you're getting in your car and you're like, man, I wonder what's going on in March Madness. Yeah.
We'll tell you. And is that what you say, dad, at the end of it?
Well, it's not been the greatest day. I mean, there have been a lot of blowouts, okay?
Yeah.
Let's just call it what it is. Duke beat the crap out of Mount St. Mary's by 34.
Yeah, it was 54-28 at the half.
Iowa State beat Lipscomb by 27. Maryland beat Grand Canyon by 32.
Well, even the one upset that we had wasn't really an upset.
Colorado State, the 12 seed, did knock off Memphis, the 5, 78-70.
But they were favored in that game by like 4 points, so it wasn't even an upset.
They were down 5 at half, but leave it to Penny Hardaway to gack it Rick Barnes style.
Yeah. The North Carolina game was basically a laugher the entire way until the very end when North Carolina made it a game. They were getting shelled by like 20 at the half. And then North Carolina came back and made it basically a two-point game with about a minute to play. And was it Padula, the little white kid from Ole Miss,
yeah,
hit a three.
A little headband.
Kind of sealed it. So that game at least had some drama at the end of it.
St. Mary's came back and beat Vanderbilt today 59-56 in a crap-ass game.
That game was awful.
St. Mary's did not look great, but they were able to make a few plays down the stretch. Baylor held off Mississippi State 75-72, so Baylor will now meet Duke.
So we've really only had two games even come down to the final minute or two that it mattered, and that was Baylor, Mississippi State. And Mississippi State did have a couple threes at the end to try to tie that. Couldn't get it. And then, again, the Ole Miss North Carolina game finally at the end had a little drama in it, but turned into a free throw contest at the end. So, yeah, we haven't had any. There's been no madness whatsoever. I don't even know if we've had silliness. It's basically just been kind of a very flat day.
Did you mention the Alabama game?
No, the Alabama game was actually close.
Yeah, Alabama, the two seed. They got all they could handle from Bob Morris.
Yeah, Bob Morris.
Old Bob Morris.
It was like, what, a two-point game at the half and
four.
It was a four-point game, and then, yeah, they pulled away at the little bit at the end. But, yeah, that was a game that made you sweat if you're Alabama.
90-81, that final. So we should have a good weekend, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Some pretty good matchups already.
Well, and maybe we'll get a couple good ones
tonight.
Tonight.
Yeah,
right?
What do we have? We got the Duckies. I think the Ducks will be fine, but it could be a good game.
Yeah, so far we got Oklahoma UConn coming up, Xavier Illinois, Bryant Michigan State, whatever, and then the nightcap is Liberty and Oregon. And New Mexico Marquette, that's a 3-point game right now at the half. And Troy down by what? Eight? Eight at the half in that Troy-Kentucky game?
Yeah, UConn-Oklahoma. Somebody came up a little bit ago. They were like, hey, come on, I need a win for the evening games. And I gave out UConn. I said, take UConn.
UConn Oklahoma. Favored by 5.5.
Oklahoma sucks.
Well, UConn isn't necessarily lighting the world on fire.
No, but you got Dan Hurd. I mean, they're well-coached.
Two-time defending champs.
They're all healthy now, finally, I think. I don't know. I have no faith in Oklahoma. Oklahoma's in the tournament because they're from the SEC.
I kind of forget about that.
Yeah, they're in the SEC now.
Right when you said that, I was like, SEC. I was like, oh, yeah. By the way, the ACC is down to one team.
Yeah, Duke only.
ACC has Duke.
Watch
and that's
Baylor
it.
Beat them. ACC out of the tournament by Saturday morning.
I don't think that's going to happen. But Duke's the class of this tournament. They just are. They've been the best team for most of the year. And Cooper Flagg, by the way, looked perfectly healthy today. So, again, you know where my money's on. I'm taking Duke.
Yeah, I think there's two teams that can knock them off, and really only two. One is Florida, and the other is Houston.
Yeah, you're kind of digging what Florida has going on.
They're really good.
Yeah, won the SEC.
But they're on the other side of the bracket. So yeah. Houston, they can't meet till the Final Four, and Florida
till the national championship.
Till the title game. I just think, you know, this year's a weird year because as much parity as there is, these top teams. And I mean, Auburn, I guess, is in there, too. They've kind of struggled a little bit lately. But these top teams, those three in particular, are just so much better than everybody else.
Really good.
I'm guessing those three teams are in the Final Four.
Think some chalk holds up?
I do.
And then maybe if you get one.
Creighton.
You're going the outlier with Auburn getting knocked off.
Auburn's got a tough. I mean, that's a tough road. You've got Creighton, Iowa State in that bracket. A&M's nasty. Mm-hmm.
Michigan State's at the bottom of it.
Yeah, Michigan State. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know if Auburn gets there. They don't have that look right now. I mean, they didn't look good in the first round. They didn't look good in the SEC tournament.
Yeah, that was. I mean, they used that run at the end of the first half to pull away from Alabama State. But for a while there, people thought Auburn was the best team. But you're right. Sometimes it's about playing your best ball at the right time.
So anyway, what's your first March Madness memory? I was thinking about that driving in today.
My very first March Madness memory, huh?
Yeah.
Huh. That's good. My first basketball memory is the Great Alaskan Shootout.
Well, what about March Madness?
I know. That's what I'm trying to kind of peel it back. It might be the, I remember Johnny Dawkins and the Dukies. That one stands out. And before the three-point line, what year was that? That might be my first. That's the first thing that comes to mind when I go back was Johnny Dawkins and Duke. And, God, that would have been, what, mid-80s? Johnny Dawkins. When did he play?
I'll wait.
Searching. Yeah, 82 to 86. So that would have been my first.
Really?
Yep.
See, that's before me, and you're younger than me.
Yeah, I remember watching.
When was Leitner? What year?
Oh God, Leitner would have been early '90s. Would be my guess.
So my first memory is 1988 when Danny and the Miracles beat Oklahoma.
Yeah.
But which is weird because you're young. You're a youth.
I don't know. I remember sitting around and watching.
Do you remember Fice Lama Jamma?
No, I don't remember Fice.
They were early '80s, right?
Yeah, I don't remember that. I'm looking to see when. Yeah, 1986 NCAA championship game against Louisville. Yeah, that's Denny Crum and the Red Blazer and Johnny Dawkins. That's my first.
Okay.
That would be my first March Madness memory. And I don't know. It's weird when you think about that. Like, I remember my first football. Like, I remember watching the Redskins and the Cowboys Monday Night Football. I remember
that's
that.
Your first NFL
memory? That's my first NFL memory. Is Cowboys Redskins, and I don't know why I remember that. And again, it's probably around that same age, like six-ish. I remember that. I remember going to a Dodgers game. I remember going. That was my first baseball game. I remember my first game up at the Kingdom was against the Blue Jays. I don't know. I guess I don't remember vivid details of those things, but it took me a second to pull that out. I was kind of trying to think of how far I go back, and like that just sticks out.
What is the greatest March Madness moment?
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Is it Leitner? Leitner's shot?
It's got to be Jimmy V and the Wolfpack, right?
I mean,
miss three putback?
Yeah.
I mean, my God, and then Jimmy V running around the court?
Villanova versus UNC game-winner three-pointer.
Well, yeah. You're dating yourself a little bit.
But yeah, that's an all-timer.
That one doesn't get enough. He's right about that. Like, that was a three-point game winner.
Yes.
Right? For the title.
Yes.
And nobody ever really talks about it. As a matter of fact, we've talked about this before, but does anybody even know who the hell hit it? Who hit that?
Who did hit that?
Honestly, see what I mean?
Honestly, I don't know. And to be fair, I was on vacation. I think I was in Mexico sitting at a bar and that happened.
Chris Jenkins.
And you know, the funny part was, like, no one cared. You know, you always sit in one of those foreign bars, you're down there like on a beach or whatever, and there's like, you know, no one's paying any attention or whatever. And I think there was like three of us. And I remember that. I remember that happening and being like, oh my God, that went down. What are some other ones? Like, the one that I remember, like, I've always said that if I could go back and change one thing, because we were this close to the greatest moment in NCAA history, was when Butler almost beat Duke. I think it was Gordon Hayward on the
half court.
He Larry Birded that son of a gun from his waist, and it was in. And that would have beat Duke for the national. Butler would have beat Duke on that shot. So that would have been the single greatest moment. The other one I remember UNLV losing to Duke in the Final Four. That like that was the Larry Johnson, Stacey Augmon team. I remember that being like, oh my God, like Duke did it. UNLV was undefeated.
See that right there, that little era. I don't know if one moment, maybe it was the Leitner shot over Kentucky, or just right in there is my quintessential college basketball.
Sure.
Like right there. That was the peak right there. Bobby Hurley, Christian Leitner, UNLV. You mentioned Denny Crum. Kansas was good then. Just that was college basketball.
Well, I just have like it's funny that now that you've mentioned this, like just like remembering childhood memories, and this is a random one too. Is I remember Ramil Robinson and that Michigan team against Seton Hall.
Yeah, like, that was kind of a crappy
and PJ
game.
PJ Carlissimo. Like I just
Chris Webber timeout.
No, the Chris Webber timeout. That was against what
North Carolina
when he called that. Yeah, there's just weird things that kind of stick out in your mind. And then, of course, you got, like, Bryce Drew and the Valpo shot.
That was first round.
That was first round, yeah. But, like, that one sticks out. They always pull.
Do people remember that more than they remember Villanova winning on a buzzer beater to win the title?
Yes.
Isn't that wild?
I know. It's strange why some stuff sticks in your mind and some stuff doesn't. Why do I remember Ramil Robinson? Like, what? Why? Like,
yeah, I don't know. I remember him, too.
Right?
You're right. It's like there's a lot of finals that – you'd be like, I don't know who played in that.
Yeah.
But then that one is so vivid. Seton Hall, Michigan.
Yeah.
Maybe just because Seton Hall was such a underdog.
I remember Ronnie Cicely in the Syracuse Orange in Indiana. I remember that for some reason.
So here are according to collegeinsider.com, the top five greatest moments in March Madness history. Jordan's famous jump shot.
Yep. You know the weird part about that is, so Jordan was a freshman. It was against Georgetown. He hits the shot. Georgetown still had time. They came down. And this is what I'm saying. And today, that would be scrutinized because we blame Chris Webber and we talk about was Chris Webber in with the mob. The Georgetown kid comes out. He throws it to James Worthy.
Yeah, right.
He literally throws. There is not a Georgetown player around. He turns and throws it to Worthy. And Worthy goes down and game's over. So, I mean, the Jordan shot was amazing, but it didn't actually win the game. It was the Georgetown kid throwing the damn ball away.
Number four is Keith Smart's game-winning shot for Indiana.
Yeah.
That was a big one. Bob Knight, 1987. But see, that's what's interesting is I remember the shot because, well, it was iconic.
Yeah.
But I don't remember watching it. I don't remember anything until 1988, which is so weird because Leitner and all them, I watched it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's odd. Number three, Tyus Edney's drive, UCLA, Missouri.
Coast to coast. And that was like, was O'Bannon on that team, or was that a different UCLA championship team?
94-95. They were 26-1.
And it's funny, because you mentioned the Keith Smart one. Again, I remember more Ronnie Cicely being the guy at Syracuse, and I think Derek Coleman was on that team as well. And that team lost that Indiana team. And it was like, it's funny, I remember more of the Syracuse people than I do the Indiana.
Yeah, number two is NC State over Houston.
Yeah, I would put
that's
that.
That's what you mentioned.
That was got to be number one.
They have number one. They have George Mason's run.
To the Final Four?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, kind of weird.
Huh.
Kind of a weird number one. 11 seed, right?
Yes.
2006.
There's been no 12 or lower, I guess, or is it higher?
They were the first mid-major in 27 years to reach the Final Four.
Yeah, we've never had a 12 or beyond go to the Final Four. 11 is the I always get confused. Is it higher or lower?
Well, it's higher, but people understand what you mean when you say lower.
Yes.
So. At least some people.
11. That's the 11 seed.
Maybe not Ortner.
Like, Florida Gulf Coast, I remember that. Like that squad, you know, the whole, you know,
Andy Enfield.
Yeah, you just kind of, I don't know, there's certain moments that grab you and others that don't.
So George Mason's run, they beat Michigan State, North Carolina, and Connecticut. Okay. I mean, that was pretty.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Pretty amazing.
That's pretty amazing. But it's funny. Yeah, we all have, if we asked Will, what's your first sports memory?
Ooh.
Reggie Bush fumbling the football in the Rose Bowl.
Oh, against Texas, huh?
Yeah, the pitch. Or that's 2006 Rose Bowl, so 2005 season. Like, I have a vague memory of USC winning a national title in football, but I don't really remember it. So the one that I can truly name is the Vince Young
in the corner.
Yep, running in. Yep. In the pregame, you had McConaughey as the Texas fan, and you had Farrell as the USC fan. I remember that.
Yeah. Again, there's always one that'll stand out, stick out in your mind.
For whatever reason.
Yeah.
I mean, no one knows why.
No. I mean, and by the way, your memory won't be great of that. Like, that's the one that gets me is I'll go back, like, I remember Jack Morris for the Twins. Like, that one sticks out at me of him going the extra innings, right, for the Twins in the World Series. But when I go back and I read the details of that, I'm like, oh, my God, I had that completely wrong. Right? Like, you're like, I remember that, and to me it's very vivid, but when I actually read the details of it, it's I'm wrong about, like, 85% of the stuff. This is why I've always said, I read a book on memory a number of years ago, and your memory is basically crap. It's your memory isn't what happened. Your memory is what you choose to believe.
Right.
And memory is the least reliable thing in the world. So that's why I've always said that when I say that I remember something, I am always, especially if it's something that happened a long time ago or in my childhood, I am always open to the idea that I am wrong. So I always preface it by saying, this is what I remember. I'm not saying it's right. It's just what I remember. But then you have someone else that's like, no. I remember exactly how it went. And I'm looking at him and I'm being like, do you? Or are you just remembering what you remember?
Right.
Because there's so many people that are so adamant that they remember every detail. And I'm always like, no, you're full of crap, too. You're just not willing to admit it.
All right. One last story here. This one pertaining to football and the last chance you douchebag. Do you remember that guy?
I do.
Jason Brown?
Yes.
He's back in the news.
That's awesome.
We'll get to that next. Here's Will.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.